Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since this is the first time for my delegation to take the floor, allow me to congratulate you on your election as chair of this meeting and commend you for your proactive work in identifying the points of convergences and for convening the informal consultations earlier. You have upheld the gold standard of chairing multilateral meetings, and you can be assured of the Philippines' constructive support. Now, due to restrictive circumstances, our experts are unable to travel to Geneva to participate in our discussions today, but I can assure you that we have around 20 of them following this meeting online, and some of them are sending me messages in real time, and it is in this spirit that I am offering some impromptu remarks right now. First, I would just like to say that we are encouraged by the degree of attention and preparation and the constructive outlook that are evident in the working papers that have been submitted under this agenda item. We agree with your assessment, Mr. Chair, that this item appears to have generated the highest degree of substantive attention. The paper and the chart that you have prepared are also very helpful to our experts. In particular, we note with interest the presentation today by UNIDIR. Like the other working papers, our experts in capital are in the process of thoroughly studying the Germany UNIDIR paper. But for the purpose of today's discussion, we would like to register a preliminary comment with regard to the proposals for the composition and structure of a possible review mechanism. Our experts in capital are encouraged by the hybrid option that could strike the balance between manageability and inclusivity. In this regard, our experts wish to note that a similar system is already in place elsewhere, including in the Convention of Biological Diversity, or CBD. Under the CBD, there is an open-ended working group, or OEWG, the discussions of which are distilled by the Secretariat and the Ad Hoc Technical Expert Group, or AHTEC, as needed. There is also a subsidiary body of scientific and technical and technological advice, or SBSTTA. Now, this entire modalities are, of course, not perfect, and they have their own challenges. But the uniqueness of this is that there is a possibility to have a bigger body that includes everyone, but also the possibility to create smaller bodies that would have more focused discussions when a more technical discussion is required, and it demonstrates that it is possible to strike a balance between manageability and inclusivity. In closing, let me reaffirm that the Philippines stands with those that have expressed the view that there is immense benefit in reviewing science and technology developments related to the BWC in a systemic manner. Such review should be equitable, inclusive, including geographic and gender balance, transparent, constructive, and expert-driven. I thank you, Mr. Chair.